Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
We're back.
This is another episode.
Welcome back to Lab Cabin, Florida.
Lab Cabin, yes, indeed.
I don't know where we came
from.
Do you ever know where I came up with that name?
No.
I'm not telling you.
All right, now I got to do some investigation.
Next week, he's got to come back with where I came up with Lab Cabin, Florida.
That's
a play on something else.
Okay, all right.
We just ruined the whole intro.
But, this is lucky number 13.
We are back.
So that's why.
13.
This guy. Anyway, welcome back, Damn Nation.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Damon.
This is Mike.
And this is a damn good show. Damn. All right, well, we are back. It is the middle of April.
Yes, it is.
What does that mean? You guys see I'm in red today.
I'm in black.
Tiger Woods, y'all. This is a Tiger Woods shirt, just so you know. And I didn't wear the right hat. I should have wore a different hat. The Masters was last week. I'm a huge golf follower. And I've been telling people for years.
Wait, Tiger won?
Don't sleep on Tiger.
Tiger won?
And I didn't say, never mind. That could go really bad. But those of you guys were hating on him. Yeah, he screwed up. Personal life, putting that aside. But golf-wise, You can't sleep on it, man. You knew the guy was going to try to come back at some point. He came back and won the Masters. Come on, y'all.
81 career wins.
Give it up for him. 15. He's got four more to go to beat Jack for majors. And I really think in the next 2 or 3 years, if he keeps up with it. Three to tie, four to beat.
Okay.
He's at 15 right now.
All right. I think he can do it.
Jack at 18.
He can do it.
All right. Well, that was my quick update for the week. What about yours?
My quick update for the week. Had another track meet. Went really well. Kids performed well. And just couldn't be prouder of them.
Nice.
And outside of that, I'm moving.
Oh.
Damon's disappointed with that. Not moving out of Florida. Just moving. Sold our house and we're downsizing.
Very disappointed.
Had too much space.
Oh.
So, yeah, got to do that sometimes.
I forgot to mention to you earlier. In other news, I'm eating crow, man.
Okay.
We've been given all this advice about how you spend your money, finances, and things like that.
Uh-huh.
I have canceled 4 subscriptions this past week to different services. I sold my car.
Yes. What's your car?
The Audi.
No.
She gone. I sold it on Monday.
Ah. I love the Audi.
I love it too, but
he only let me ride in it once.
It was very expensive to maintain, and the return on investment wasn't there.
Okay.
Now, I'm in a long-term play to try to get a electric car.
Tesla or something, one of the newer
models? I would like a Tesla, but the price has got to be right, so I may be looking at the Model 3, but it's not going to happen for a couple months. But right now, I'm eating crow, man. See, we're going at everybody, telling them to do all these fun things, and I'm trying to practice what I preach.
But we've also practiced communicating financial responsibility.
That's not necessarily
eating crow. You're taking the steps to put yourself in a better financial situation. Same with me. It's why we sold our house, downsizing something smaller, more obtainable. When it comes to, you know, maintaining yard care, all of that stuff. I mean, those things skyrocket with pricing.
Well, so, we like to keep you guys up to date.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm practicing what I preach. So if I can't do it and I'm telling everybody else to do it, then I'm sitting here being a hypocrite. So anyway, let's get into it. What's this week? What we got?
So this week's topic, we want to talk about standards.
Standards.
You know,
whose standard?
Well,
my standard? Or your standard?
Well, it's a combination. It's our standards, because an individual standards, like my standards, are different than your standards when it comes to a variety of different things. We could be talking about food quality, restaurants, cooking habits, cleanliness, just outward appearance, a number of different things.
There's a lot that can go into
there. There is a lot. I mean, let's start with a particular conversation at work.
Uh-oh.
They had a puppy day. A puppy breakfast. Dog. It was a puppy breakfast.
So you were able to bring your puppy to...
Well, the HR team, I guess, found some organization, and they have all these puppies. They were all labs. Chocolate labs, golden labs, and golden doodles. Not doodles, but golden labs, chocolate labs. And they brought all these puppies in for us to play with. People would come in, play with the dogs. Food's over there. As soon as they finished playing with the dogs, they would get up and go make their plates.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
What's wrong with that?
That's nasty. That's nasty. I don't care how cute they are. They're animals.
They didn't even use like the... hand sanitizer?
No. And one
they should have at least brought some.
One lady had the audacity to say, I guess I should have washed my hands before I made my plate.
Oh, she said it while she was doing it?
After she made it.
That's just a dick move.
That's just nasty. Standards. Again, standards. I think most of you, if you work in corporate America or you work anywhere that you're not self-employed, you've been to a potluck where individuals bring in, you know, different plates and different types of food for everyone to sample. There are individuals in the office, the cat lady. You know, who every day comes in, has cat fur on her sweater, all over. She brings in a plate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you eating that? I'm not eating it.
You know what? I used to pay attention to stuff like that, and I probably don't as much anymore.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not saying it doesn't gross me out now that I'm thinking about it. I can't say that. But there are a lot of people, speaking of work scenarios, it's just like, I watch guys go in the bathroom, they'll go in, do their thing, come out. I'm like, I didn't hear the water.
Standards.
They didn't even go to the sink. And then you meet them in the office, they're like, hey buddy, how you doing? They want to shake your hand. I'm like,
you get a fist bump. You get an elbow.
Yeah, you get an elbow. You don't even get a fist bump.
I mean,
I don't get it.
I have my 14-year-old son, and you know, he goes into the restroom, and I don't get it about kids. I don't know if I did it when I was his age, but he will say, I need to use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
He'll beeline into the restroom. I'm like, I guess I gotta go too.
Yeah.
Before I even get to the door, he's walking out.
Oh, like he was in there for 2.5 seconds.
How could you have gone in there, used the restroom, wash your hands, and come out before I made the conscious decision seconds after you to say, you know what, I might as well go as well, and you're on your way out before I get in.
So I empathize with that, but my kids aren't like that. They're like neat freaks. Like they're a lot worse than I am.
Mm.
Like I'm the type, I'll have my hands dirty after working outside, and I'll come in, like Tracy might make me a sandwich or something, and I'll try not to, but I have caught myself where I didn't wash my hands and I just ate the sandwich. Now, that's just me right?
I'm conscious of that.
Now, my kids, no.
See, I'm probably as bad as his kids, and my son's probably in the category.
Yeah, like, the dirt doesn't bother me. It's almost like kids need to eat dirt, in my opinion. I'm just saying, that's how I grew up. Now, it wasn't that my parents didn't make me wash my hands, because they always made me wash my hands, but, like, dirt doesn't bother you.
Well, I mean, I look at it. I saw a guy on YouTube last week talking about growing up.
You see this?
And
he's completely disgusted by me right now.
I am right now. I am, because I'm trying to process this. When I was younger, it was a guy that did a video, and he was talking about house water. You know, when we were young, we were out playing. It's hot. You couldn't come back in the house until the street lights were coming on. You had to be out playing. But when you were thirsty, you couldn't go back in the house, because if you go back in the house, you got to stay in the house. So
you drink water out of the hose.
You drink water out of the hose. And his video was absolutely hilarious.
Have you done that?
Talking about that's the most refreshing drink. Yes, when I was young.
So you wouldn't do that now?
Heck no, I wouldn't do it now.
Yeah, I still would.
Heck no, I wouldn't do it
now. Well, it depends where I'm at.
Water is nasty out of the water hose.
See, it's a two-way street for me. Like, so if I'm in... So that has to do with me.
Mm.
Eating dirt or whatever, not on purpose, but I mean, like, that's me to me. Now, if I was making food for you, oh yeah, I'm washing my hands while I'm cooking.
I'm questioning now. No. You're talking about eating dirt.
Well, I mean, I'm not out there grabbing dirt and eating it. I'm just saying, like, I could have dirty hands and eat my own food. But like, if I'm making food for you, I'm completely respectful about that.
You're
like,
taking extra precautions.
Yeah, like even steps. When we're eating places, like even when I take my kids, it's like, all right, you go in there and you get your scoop. You don't use the same utensil to go like moving around and contaminate food, right? Because some people don't like that.
Cross-contamination.
Like my wife does it. She doesn't like her food touching on a plate.
Mm. I know.
Much less some people that scoop mac and cheese out and it ends up in the green beans.
That doesn't bother me.
See that? Because that's different though. But like we go to that extreme.
No. Yeah, my food.
And if you go out and get a plate, but if you get a plate, you better take a new plate with you. Or get a new one, unless of course you know there's restrictions on that, but like not enough to go around.
See, for me, kids do that. Food touching on a plate, it's all going to the same spot. Right. It's gonna touch eventually.
Right, but some people don't want to contaminate. Like I said, if you take like the mac and cheese, don't want it in the fried chicken.
Well, yeah, because then you have people with dairy allergies and things like that. And, you know, we talked about that's a whole different issue. A whole other issue. So I understand that, but I from what you're saying that Tracy doesn't like. Food on her plate.
Oh yeah, she eats like a 2-year-old. She want like those separator plates.
Standards.
That's a different standard. See, a
different standard.
You can make you Thanksgiving for you. You probably mix up everything into one like thing
and then make a sandwich.
It. Yeah,
and put it all on a bun.
She would never do that.
No, I mean I like a plate. I like to stack up a plate and just have it just looking there beautiful and heavy. And
see, different standards.
You got to carry it with two hands to the table.
Different standards.
Different standards. How many of you guys have? had a friend, family member that made a reference about a restaurant and said, hey, you know, the food at this restaurant is the bomb. It's the best. That was an old reference, the bomb.
The bomb.
This food
bomb.
Is, yes,
the bomb
diggity. This food at this restaurant is amazing.
He's Teddy Riley right now.
And then you get there, Teddy, wow. And then you get to the restaurant and it's just okay.
So I've had recent people... come up to me and say, what about this, I'm just going to call it out, Ayakai, here in our neighborhood? Is that sushi place?
Okay,
it used to be Bay Ridge Sushi or something like that. Several years ago, they got shut down because their fridge was contaminated. They were putting like raw meat next to cooked meat, and there was roaches all over the place. And we actually got sick there one time, not realizing all this had happened. Mm-hmm. And after, I haven't been there, but I haven't been back since. Mm-hmm. But there's people today, like, that didn't experience all that. And they're like, oh, this place is great. And I'm like,
nope.
I'm not eating that place.
Because they changed management a few times too, didn't they?
They pretended they did.
Oh, wow.
Because they used the same website when they changed company names. Mm-hmm. No one does that. So whoever owns the domain is the same person.
Oh, wow.
They didn't change ownership because if you change ownership, you own a new domain, you own a new registration, you own everything new.
So they put on a front to make it seem because I guess word got out.
Word got out. They changed the name. They changed the logo. They changed everything except the inside. I don't know if they changed the inside because I haven't been back.
Mm-hmm.
I lied. I've been back one time and it was to drink beer at the bar at a birthday party.
Mm.
But that was it.
That's
standards.
Yeah, standards. See, that's nasty.
I won't go back there.
That's nasty.
Even though people say it's good food now. It's like a bocce grill and everything. But no, I'll just go to Kobe. I'm good.
Well, I joke about it. I know the place that he's referring to. We drive by and I joke about it. We need to go there. And my wife, every single time, nope.
Because she read the news.
No. Well, I don't think she read the news because I don't recall hearing that story. But one of our staples is if a particular restaurant or location is constantly overturning new management. It's happened about 3 times, I would say, at this particular place. Then I don't need to go in there because then it's something either wrong with the venue itself or... It's just some spiritual stuff going on.
I don't know.
Joe Boo's
in there doing something.
Joe Boo, yes. and for me, that's an important aspect. You even have individuals when just body odor, and I'm kind of going through a list of different.
Yeah, we got to get to this. We talked about food now. What else are
we standing? You just have different standards of individuals when they come to work, and we were joking about this the other day with a 14-year-old. You know, dude, you got to put on deodorant.
Yeah.
But how do you have that conversation with a grown man you know, you got to sit next to him in meetings and...
You know, here's another problem with that. It's a little twist.
Mm.
What about the person who tries to go organic and all natural, right? Because we know, like, deodorant, for instance, has the aluminum in it, blah, blah. You're not supposed to use it. They think it may cause cancer, just like 99% of everything else these days. Mm. But if they try to use Tom's...
Yeah, see, time. It depends. Now
this stuff doesn't work.
Well, I've tried. I've tried a variety of different deodorants, from Tom's to some Old Country Natural, Old Spice. I've tried a variety of different ones. Yeah, I've tried Old Spice.
You are old.
Shut up. but Tom's, it depends on the individual. If you are a person that you sit at your desk in an air-conditioned building all day, and that's your day, and you get up, you go home, Tom's might work for you. But if at any point in time where you have to do something active, you have
like
to
get
be
up
on
and
a move,
walk around and talk to people?
Yeah, well, not, I would say a little bit more. A little
be outside,
more.
Walk from building
yeah, if
to building.
You got, if you got to go outside, I will say that. If you got to walk from building, you live in Florida, it's humid, and you got to walk from building to building, out here, Tom's ain't gonna work on. No. It's not gonna work for you. If you get out of your car and walk in your building, and you're in an air conditioned facility for the entire day, you might be all right. With
I guess
Tom.
That's not really a standards thing, other than the
it,
fact.
But
that,
it but it is a standards thing because, and the
you
reason
know
I say that,
you know, you smell.
You don't smell yourself, and I know I'm gonna be straight up. I have been funky at points and times where I can smell myself to like, dude, I need to go take a shower.
Yeah.
He
when I used that stuff for a month or so, and I could tell.
But you could smell yourself.
Yeah, but it didn't take but like 2 hours to figure
again,
that
but
out.
But that's the standard point. That's the point of.
But
standard.
I didn't care about it. It wasn't like I went around kept using it and like. Nah, everybody'd be good with it because there are people like there, that.
But that's the individual that I'm talking about. Apparently, he is like, I'm fine.
And then for all you naturalists out there that say, well, you know, you shouldn't care because the body odor is supposed to be part of human nature and blah blah. I don't care.
Yeah, but we don't live in nature.
No, we are domesticated people, Homo sapiens that live amongst each other.
Yeah, that's the same thing. If you got a dog, animals used to roam free, but they're domesticated now. You're not letting them just come in and crap. Well, some people come in and just crap all over the floor. We were actually looking at a house one day. The real estate agent took us to a house.
Mm.
It was a decent house. I mean, we weren't blown away from the outside, but you know, since we were there, we were checking it out.
Yeah.
The moment she opened the door,
hit you.
This whiff of wet dog just hits you in the face.
Yeah.
And so you try to play it off because you're like, all right, well, maybe you can get that smell out. The moment we stepped in, guess what was at the door? Guess what met us at the door?
Dog poop.
Dog poop. Right at the door. Right at the door.
Well, we've experienced
that. How much of the house do you think we saw after that?
Oh, you turned around and went
out. None. I was like, we're good. No. I don't need to see nothing else.
But I can relate to that because we have animals at our house. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, they're little dogs. They make accidents. But I have a keen sense of smell. Mm-hmm.
But see,
whereas the rest of everybody doesn't. So if I start smelling it, then I'll clean it up. But I've been in other people's homes where they have dogs. And I can come in and I'm like...
Yeah, but see, I've walked in your house and you have three dogs. It's not like I walk in your house and I smell a kennel.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But there's different standards. For me, I don't want people walking in my house and smelling dog pee or poop or whatever. Or even just wet dog, right? Because that stinks too. So we do our best to try to keep up with it. But I've been to other people's homes and they're just like, yeah, we have dogs, so what? I'm like, all right, well, that's cool with your house. I'm not judging you. It's just that I don't want to be in it.
He is judging.
No.
He is judging.
I'm just saying I don't want to judge. I don't want to be around it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being in a car who has smoked in it. Smokers do not smell. My brother is infamous for this. He's a smoker. And I can't stand sitting in his car. And he knows it. God bless him. He's having a hard time quitting. But I don't want to be in his car.
Yeah. And again,
because they don't smell it.
Another standard aspect. I don't care how beautiful a woman is. I'm married, so I'm not trying to reference anything out there. But you know, beautiful women who smoke.
Yeah, no, that's
I can't. You immediately lose your appeal.
Nope.
The moment I see, you know, and so again, those are different standard aspects. So we want to hear from you guys. You know, kind of let us know. What are some of the situations that you've been in where, you know, your standards are here or at a certain level and then you interact with another person and that individual's standards are, you know, kind of down here. I've been to individuals' homes where I was invited for meals, come over for dinner, and You know, you walk in, beautiful home, everything is lovely, the food smells wonderful, and then you see a cat on the counter. I can't eat at your house at that point. Really?
That would bother
you? Oh, yeah, that bothers me. That bothers me because yeah. I've seen videos of people who let their cats walk over food and walk over, you know, over by the stove and they're what taking about on the couch? Spoon. I don't...
Can you sit on the couch with them?
Yeah, I don't mind because I don't have an issue with...
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I don't have an issue or any kind of allergic reaction to cats or dogs. I prefer dogs 100% over cats. But I don't have an issue in that aspect. If you're if you have a home and you have animals in your home, that's not an issue in itself. I don't want to walk in your house and smell the animal.
Smell it or eat their hair.
Or eat it. So I don't want to, if there's fur or stuff all over the couch, then no, I'm not going to sit on the couch.
Oh yeah.
But funny. If.
I hate sitting on someone's couch and then you get up and you got like.
Yeah. And you got a whole new back fur on you. But again, anybody that has an animal and they got them running around the counters, up on the table, those are individuals that are feeding their animals with the cooking utensils.
Well, you know, like our dogs, for mm-hmm. instance, they're hypoallergenic. Their mm-hmm. hair doesn't fall out. It's like human hair. You have to cut
it. Yeah, but it's hair. It's not fur.
It is hair.
Yeah, so there are certain animals out there that
it's not dander. They don't have dander. Like,
and so my son can tolerate those type of dogs. My son is allergic to dogs.
That's why we have him, because ours, he's allergic.
Yeah, so again, you know, different qualities of standards and kind of putting that question out to you guys, because I think we experience and have those situations every day in different capacity. And, you know, how do you navigate those, especially somebody that you may be close to, but you haven't really seen the inner workings of their life? Like, you have a good relationship, you're building up a relationship, or even dating. Just say, hey, we're dating. And then
do you look past some of that, though,
when you go on three or four dates?
And when you have a friendship like that, is it some of you overlook?
It depends on where the friendship is. Like, you know, our friendship, obviously, you know, we have a channel together. So, you know, our lives are a little bit more entwined. So depending on, like, if I came over to your house and you had dog poo on the floor.
Yeah, but you would tell me.
I would tell you, yeah, but you know, whether or not you picked up that dog poo or you just, I'll get it later kind of thing, then that would have a bearing.
Yeah, you would look at me funny if I didn't get like
that. That would have a bearing.
But I respect you enough to say, hell, he obviously it's bothering him.
But then that goes into the question, where do you draw that line? It depends on the type of relationship you got. Yeah, if I got somebody that's just an acquaintance and I come by and there's poo on the floor and it's like, I'm going to wait for you outside. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things.
All of a sudden, I got someone texting.
I've been to people's homes where they've had animals, birds. I've placed with a freaking ferret on the counter.
Oh my god!
And
Tracy used to have ferrets. They are the nastiest smelling things.
And see, when I was a kid, I wanted a ferret. I wanted a ferret as a kid until I smelled a ferret. Oh, they were nasty.
And they poop in every corner.
Yeah, and when I first smelled a ferret, I was like, no, I'm good. I don't need a ferret. I don't need a ferret in my life.
We will never have any again.
Yeah.
And she was heartbroken when they passed away, but they only live like 5 years, 4 or 5 years, 6 years. They're pocket pets, man.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
I don't know. So. Well, clearly... did you experience something recently that kickstarted this one?
What, kickstarted this? No, I'm just curious. It's just one of those things.
Because I did recently.
I mean, well, the puppy breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Again, we've been to restaurants and stuff that people have referred us to kind of thing. And just even the quality of standards when you go, the service that you get, or you go into a restaurant and the tables are nasty. This is the example, one more example that I'll give you. And then you tell me about yours. Last example. So we go into the place and we ask, are you going to clean the place? And it was like, oh, no, we did a walkthrough. Everything was clean. And it was like, well, no, the floor was dirty and sticky. Yeah. The counters were dirty and sticky. We opened up a few drawers.
This was a house while you were housing?
Yeah. Opened up a few drawers and there was crap and gunk and all kind of things. You grab onto a counter over the oven and the handles are sticky. Yeah, and
how you gonna sell a house like that?
Yeah, though? And it's like who walked through it? Who looked at it? And so that was one of the recent things that happened.
It'll be on the market for a while.
Yeah, it's like, you know, your standard of what clean is obviously
Well, you know, a lot of that's how you grow up, right? Because you could have a difference, right, between... So I grew up around a lot of people that lived on farms. I lived a very small town in Virginia. And, you know, there were certain aspects of that where it was okay to have dirt in certain places. Mm-hmm. But there's also other, you know... I mean, but it's you know, it's like your parents making you make your bed in the morning or not. Like, my mom made us make our bed, and I would give her the same argument that my kids give me. The President of the United States is not going to walk through my house. I get that, but it's a process that you should go through for taking care of your things and you know, respecting your belongings and being able to get your day started, knowing that you got some order in your life, right? Yeah. But other people don't believe that, right? So there's, you know, on the flip side of that, right, even though we try to maintain that and keep our kids doing it, they still don't make their beds half the time, but for them it's okay. Their standard for living is different. And I claim a lot of it's, you know, about respect for the room and stuff, but they just don't care. They got other things on their mind.
Respect for yourself.
But as an adult, that happens too, right? Mm-hmm. You have other things that you're worried about. You have other things on your mind that aren't important. Like for us, we live in our house. Our house tends to be a little messier than some people's. But then you walk into other people's house and it's pristine and clean and everything's in its place. That's a dream place for me. That's where I would like to be, but
I don't know too many people that live that way.
I know a few people. When you walk in their house, like you can smell the clean air. Like
I think those people know you're coming over, and they're scrambling. Oh,
they might.
Damon's coming.
They might.
Yeah.
Don't fake the
funk.
Though.
I'm that individual.
Don't fake the funk.
I'm rushing. Yeah. Oh, somebody's coming by.
But it's
and
still
don't
standard.
You lie. Don't you lie. You know darn well that y'all do the same thing.
Because the minute that person goes to the closet to look for something, you're like, no.
Don't open that.
Because it's filled to the top with whatever you took out of the living room. Anyway, I mean, you know, it's people's standard. They have different standards of living. And it's okay. We're literally not judging. We're just explaining how we handle it. Now, there may be a little bit of judgment with the food thing.
No, there is judgment there.
For sure. But I don't know. It's fun to talk about, you know, people's standards. We all have different ways of living. Mm-hmm. We try to respect other people's lifestyles. Mm-hmm. But there are certain things you know, like double dipping. You don't double dip, man.
No.
If you're sharing something, don't double dip.
No.
That's a standard, right? You should not double
My
dip.
Standard when my son was younger, I didn't drink after him. I didn't.
Really?
No.
See, that's one thing I got over real quick. Like the kids would drop their pacifiers, and I would pick it up, and Tracy's like, clean it off. And I'm like...
Dirt. Eating dirt.
I just cleaned it off.
Eating
but
dirt.
But then I took that and gave it to the kid.
No.
To my son or whatever, my daughter.
No, my son would drink, and there would be floating particles and bubbles, and like, that's yours.
Oh, well, there has come a point where we realized as they got older, like drinks, my son would take sips, and all of a sudden there would be stuff floating in, and I'm like, nope. That's backwash.
Yeah, no. See, yeah, that was
so. There was a time. There came a time where that stopped.
He's old enough now where he doesn't backwash. I'll drink after him now.
Yeah. Well, like if we're sharing like a Gatorade or something.
It took 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know he doesn't backwash now because now he's so careful about it because we complain about it so much that he almost drinks like where the
waterfalls.
Yeah.
Waterfalls.
He was definitely waterfalls.
Waterfalls.
All right. Okay. Well, those are different standards. We only covered a couple of them. We could probably do more, but we only got time for a few. So, you got anything else before we wrap up?
Don't have anything right now.
All right. Well, we thank you guys again for showing up.
Always. Thank you guys. We appreciate everything. We appreciate you taking the time watching or listening if you're checking us out on one of the podcasts. And we just ask that you continue to share, continue to like, continue to comment. And subscribe. And then once you subscribe, click the bell notice up at the top. And we'll keep putting it out there. Hopefully, we'll get better. And you guys will keep coming back.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it. Yeah. So, with that, we're at the end of this week. Episode 13.
Episode 13.
We'll see you guys next week. This is Damon.
This is Mike.
And this is a damn good show.
Peace.
I might be able to shrink that down. He's always got this dance. You gotta get it old.